It's virtually impossible to fully serve and protect civilians who rely on UN peacekeeping missions around the world without the participation of women within the ranks. That's the firm view of Major General Mohammed Humayun Kabir of Bangladesh, commander of the UN peacekeeping force in Cyprus, which goes by the acronym UNFACYP. In an interview with UN News, highlighting the decades-long commitment of troops and police contingents from his country to UN peacekeeping, or DPKO, Major General Humayun said there were currently 157 active service women peacekeepers from Bangladesh, and his country was aiming to deploy more by 2020. Despite suffering the loss of 135 peacekeepers on active duty, he told me that Bangladesh remained fully committed to realising global peace and security.
The first exposure that I had in the UN was in former Yugoslavia, where I was deployed as a military observer. And I was there for about 7 months. And the entire duration I was in Sarajevo. And then, you know, with the Dayton Peace Treaty, since the mission suddenly came to an end, then, you know, after 7 months, I came back to my country.
So that was a baptism of fire. You were there in Sarajevo, one of the most intense conflicts of the 1990s.
In 95, and I left, you know, the UNPROFOR in 96. So I was in Sarajevo during that, you know, market bombing.
Where did you go to next? And I understand, obviously, you had a particularly memorable experience serving in the Democratic Republic of the Congo.
Yes. So the first mission was in 95-96. And then in 2002, July, I again got deployed in Democratic Republic of Congo. And this time again as the military observer.
So this year, UN peacekeeping is going to turn 70. And it also marks 30 years of Bangladesh's troop contributions to UN peacekeeping. You've sent personnel to 54 different UN missions. And how has peacekeeping for Bangladeshis evolved over the years?
We started our journey in the peacekeeping mission back in 1988. And then on, slowly and gradually, you know, our involvement in peacekeeping mission all over the world. That includes, you know, the Balkans, that includes the Africa and, you know, even Middle East. Over a period of time, with the support of the Bangladesh government, I think we have come to a stage now when, you know, very proudly we say that our contributions, you know, it is within the first three as far as the contribution of troops and police.
Bangladesh is one of a handful of countries that seconded all female contingents to UN peacekeeping. And you sent one such contingent to Haiti, didn't you, in 2000? What's the advantage of having more women in peacekeeping, and how has Bangladesh managed to sustain it? What lessons can other countries, other contributors learn from your experience?
You know, the one that you are referring to, deploying the all, you know, female contingent, that was from the Bangladesh police. And then, you know, we also had the participation of female peacekeepers in other missions. If I can remember the correct figure, so far I think more than 1,416 female peacekeepers were deployed all over the, you know, the globe, wherever we got deployed. And currently, right now, the figure that I have, I think there are total 157 female peacekeepers. And personally, I believe that is very important that you have the gender parities, particularly the participation of female peacekeepers, because in today's multidimensional peacekeeping missions, where we have to deal with, you know, the civil populations, unless we have, you know, the female participations, then perhaps it would be virtually impossible for us to have access to 100% population. So it is always better to have, you know, the female colleagues within the contingent, and that way you can have access to 100% population. And you become, your situational awareness is much better. And naturally, your performance will be also better. And I can feel it as the force commander here also. And that is why I always try, the moment I have any kind of interaction with the TCCs, I try to convince them to increase their participation, particularly here, where the operational environment is not that challenging if I compare it with Africa. So no doubt about that you know, the participation of females in the peacekeeping can be very useful. In the coming years, I think we'll be able to contribute even more. And we are fully committed to the Security Council Resolution 1325. By 2020, we'll try to deploy even more number of female peacekeepers with our contingents all over, wherever we get deployed. In each military contingent that we deploy, we'll try to have a small platoon, and we call it the female engagement platoon.
So you're involved in more active recruitment of women to serve, perhaps, in other countries. I mean, is it also that they receive more support, that it's more culturally acceptable back home?
Yeah, it is. I think it is culturally, because in Bangladesh police, we had the female, I think, right from the beginning. And then as I told you, the officers' recruitment in the military, we started from, I think, 1998, 1999. And there are huge response. And you go to any other field other than the military, everywhere you see the participation of the females. And there is no such, you know, the caveat from the cultural perspective. The Bangladesh Army rightly decided with the permission of the government, and they started now, you know, recruiting the female soldiers in the combat and combat support arms.
So as of now, 135 Bangladeshi peacekeepers have died in the service of peace. But despite this, your country remains dedicated to supporting peacekeeping efforts. Why is that?
I think Bangladesh is fully committed, and Bangladesh endorsed, that peacekeeping is a very important component in realization of the global peace and security. Anywhere we deploy under the umbrella of United Nations, I think that is what is the commitment of Bangladesh, and the government always support that one. And that is why I think we although we have some casualties, but that does not bar us from, you know, participating in other missions. And more importantly, I think we believe that in today's, you know, interconnected world, any kind of instability in anywhere can create, you know, insecurity in other places. So therefore, it's very important that we continue to participate in the peacekeeping missions under the UN umbrella, and thus we play our part in ensuring the global peace and security.
We know that Bangladeshi peacekeepers have made long-lasting relationships with countries like Sierra Leone through their contributions to peacekeeping. What's the response to peacekeeping and the work that you do back home in Dakar and in Bangladesh overall?
We receive tremendous support from the people of Bangladesh. And as I said, the Bangladesh government is in a fully committed, and they even, you know, support us in a way that for equipping the units or the contingents who are deployed in UN peacekeeping missions, I mean, for the budget and other stuff, we never face any problem, because Bangladesh government is always more than willing to make sure that the contingents who are deployed, they are properly trained, properly equipped, so that they are, you know, fit for the purpose, they are fit for the mission. The kind of, you know, the support that we receive from our people, that is also, you know, I would say that quite amazing. In various missions that we are now deployed, I think 10 field missions all over the world, in addition to the UN headquarters in Thailand, I think there are 10 field missions where we are deployed now, including Cyprus. Our media, the local national media, they are quite, you know, eager to go and see how the peacekeepers are operating there. And there is a, you know, continuous communication. Bangladeshi people are aware what kind of, you know, contributions we are having in ensuring peace and stability in the global perspective. And I think they are very proud of us.